Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Daily Go Get Him is a show, Power Monday, all up in your area. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think it's all right, man. It's a beautiful day. Spring is in the air. Spring is in the air. You know what I mean? Throw your hands in the spring air and wave them like it just don't care. Yeah. All right. It's the Daily Go Get Him is a show. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily Go Get a Business Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Arts, the Daily Go Get a Business Show, Power Monday, March 22nd. And we are talking about how long have you been making it on your own? What does it mean? What does it mean to make it on your own? People have different meanings. I mean, you would think that what making it on your own means would be simple, plain, easy to understand, no questions, self-explanatory, but it's not. Just like a lot of other cliches, a lot of other proverbs, a lot of other other sayings that we just put out there, slangs and all that kind of stuff. It's not always as easy as it seems once you start asking questions, once you start talking a little bit more, once you start finding out what really happened. And we want to find out if you really been making it on your own. Now, maybe you're not the type that has been claiming that you've made it on your own, but you know, nowadays, it's all about making it on your own. Everybody want to say, I got my own, I got my own shit. Everybody, okay, not everybody has made it on their own, but a lot of people are claiming that they made it on their own. Why? What does it mean? What does it mean to the person that you are telling that you made it on your own, that you made it on your own? What is it supposed to mean to them? What is it supposed to symbolize from you to them? Is it supposed to show everybody that you're independent? There's a good chance that that's the case. But to know that, listen, you're not dealing with no scrub out here. I'm not no cornball. I can make it. You know, I will pull my resources. I will do whatever I have to do. I will hustle hard. I will get out in the street. I will go to school and I might not ever sleep. I will do what I have to do. I'm working round the clock. I'm going to make sure my babies have everything they need to. And I will not get shot. I'm going to make it out there in the streets like I did one from the time I was young. Yo, I was almost drunk. I was on the crack. I was on the powder. I was on the pills. Yo, this shit was kind of real. I couldn't stop smoking the weed. And I used to mix the cracks up with that shit, you see. Yo, I was on the wrong road, but I made it all the way through that shit. Don't you know? Went to the rehab. I ain't really have to go to rehab or with the church. Did you see that? Yo, and I made it out here. And I'm standing right here. And I'm going to make that clear. I got you, ma'am. I see what you're talking about, homie. But is that what making it on your own really means? Has everybody been through the fire who has made it on their own? Now, I'm guilty. I've been saying that I've made it on my own for a long time too, and in a way it's true, and in a way it's not. What we need to see is, does making it on your own, or if you have made it on your own and are making that claim, does that mean that nobody helped you? Does that mean that nobody assisted you? Does that mean that nobody financed you? Because evidently to some people that's what it means. Like, I could tell you, listen, I've been out of my mom's house since I was 18, and that's an actual fact. It's also an actual fact that 1 month after I moved out of my mother's house, I was going to be 19. But I was 18. I've been out since I was 18. But the apartment that I lived in and would live in for another 10 years was owned by my father. So it's not like I had to pay rent. I didn't have to pay rent. I had to pay my utilities, and I did have to work, and I was in school, and my father, my mom, and my dad did not pay my way through school. I had to do it with the student loans I took out and grants and all that kind of stuff. Back then, grants would almost take care of your entire tuition, especially when I went to college, because at that time it was affirmative action. So you were pretty much getting a free ride if you value that free ride to the point where you kept your grades up to keep the scholarship going. I ain't do that. So it was grants for me. It was loans for me. And when I finished school, on some real shit, I think I might only owed about $3,000 or $4,000. But I didn't pay. I ain't pay. It might have been a little bit more than that. It wasn't more than $10,000. I know that for a fact. It wasn't more than $10,000. I don't even think it was even close to that. It's an amount that I should have paid back quickly. But, you know, the bottom line is, although I was out of my mom's house and I was paying my own bills, I didn't have a rent bill to take care of. That would have changed the whole trajectory. And to be honest with you, I would have moved back in my mom's house. I would have had to. I wasn't making enough money working part-time, and I didn't have that kind of drive to whereas I was trying to make it on my own that way. I was trying to be a college kid.
That's what I wanted to be, and that's what I was. So I went to school during the day. I worked in the evening, and I had my little check. I was poor. For the most part, I had to pay my phone, had to pay my electric. It was sweet. But in a way, it was sweet. Everybody didn't have parents that had that owned real estate that could give me a free ride like that. It was like I was going to school, living off campus, but that was my dorm. My apartment was my dorm. So even when I went up to the main campus, my apartment stayed home waiting for me. So yeah, I have privileges. So I can't kick it like, yo, I've made it all the way on my own. Ain't nobody helped me. Slow down. I ain't say nobody ain't helped me. I come from a family where my people love me. I would never be able to say that they shitted on me, fronted on me, didn't do. No, my people looked out a lot. And when I think back on it, you know, I was spoiled in many ways. I didn't feel that way, though, because there was a certain type of entitlement that I felt because we did have more. We wasn't rich, not by any stretch of the imagination, but we was far from poor. And that's just an actual fact. So, if I wanted to, people who don't know me and didn't know that part of the story, like nobody knew I didn't have to pay rent. They didn't know that. I volunteered that information, and I've never kept that a secret. But if I was the next man trying to, you know, get some street cred, like, yeah, man, you know what I mean? I moved out of my mom's crib when I was 18 because shit was red. It was real when I was 18, you know what I'm saying? I was ready to start getting ass on a regular basis, and I was already there, and I was tired of, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to see my mom, but, you know, with us, with the one leg, one pants leg on, one pant leg on, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we be getting into it so good, you won't be hearing people coming down the stage. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want my mom to see me all ass out, dick out. Titties, yeah, pussy, yeah, you know I mean, I ain't want to see all that. I could have kicked all that old crazy shit. Well, you know, we wasn't really getting along, so, you know what I'm saying? Nah. It's not necessary. But evidently, some people feel like it's necessary to portray that type of independence. And actually, that's a real thing for some people. Some people have gotten kicked out of their crib when they was teenagers, before they got out of high school. Ain't finished high school. And that actually made some people not finish high school. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Let's get involved. Let's solve this puzzle piece. Let's put them together. Everything is going to be all right. I'm all on my own. Is that the truth? I'm on my own. Yo, is that the truth? Is that the truth? Am I lying? Yo, is that the truth? Robin Ming, my big sis, Robin Ming, here to always do her thing. It's good to see me some you, ma. It's good to see me some you. Wow, 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 wow. Cow Chamber, let me favorita. Cow Chamber, let me favorita is all up in the house. How you feeling, ma? It's good to see you. It's always good to see you. Always good to see you. So we're talking about, how long have you been making it on your own? There are a lot of people out here. Hold on. Sorry, Instagram. I was trying to wait for the buffering to stop. Was I buffering? It says I was buffering. It said I wasn't. The connection was slow. I was buffering. So am I finished buffering? Did I stop buffering? I don't want to be buffering. Okay, Narzil says, I'm careful to say that despite the painful consequences, I've learned to humbly take responsibility for the triumphs and pitfalls. I understand that. Ansel Jones says, I graduated May 2000, 24th of August 2000. I was flying to San Antonio basic training after I take the military. Wait a minute. After I took the military, put me in position to take care of bills on my own. I've seen people blow rent money. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people will waste a lot of money when they see that they are pretty much being taken care of. But a lot of times, Ansel, those are the very people who will tell you that they've been making it on their own. They've been doing it all by themselves. No way you have been making it on your own if you frivolously spend money that way. People who are on their own know that could be the difference between them being out on the street homeless on some bullshit. And what could be worse than being homeless with a job? Like, you went from having an address to taking yourself away from having an address just because you was out there acting like a dickhead. Just because you was out there acting like a dickhead. You want to spend all your money on fly shit, tricking, gambling, drinking, drugging, partying, and you didn't pay the rent? Where are your priorities? Well, a lot of times when you're young, your priorities are all screwed up and everything. But that's proof positive that you probably haven't been making it on your own. Because making it on your own requires responsibility. You have to take that responsibility. Because if you don't, responsibility is going to take care of you. Because you're going to make yourself somebody else's responsibility. And they ain't going to play around with you like that. That's not a threat. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. That's not a threat. It's just an actual fact. It's actual and it's factual. Just know that I choose you. All right. But yeah. So I want to know what making it on your own means to y'all. What does it mean to you when you hear somebody say, yo, I've made it on my own this far. I've had to do everything on my own. I hear a lot of single mothers say this. Is it always true? I question it. I've heard some people say that being a single parent doesn't mean that the other parent, well, no. I've heard people say that being a single parent means that you don't receive any financial support from the other parent. Some people say, no, that doesn't mean that. It just means that you're the custodial parent. You're still single. Which one is it to y'all? When somebody says that they're a single parent, does that mean to you that they don't receive any child support, any financial support or otherwise from the other parent, like the other parent is an absentee parent? Or does it mean that they have custodial rights to the children and that they take care of the lion's share of their activities, their educational pursuits, their day-to-day expenses? What does it mean to y'all? Which one is it? Which one is it? Which one is it? Which one is it? Okay, Carol, good looking now. I was, but I'm not anymore. Talking about the buffering. No, so it says, I remember having 3 part-time jobs and still homeless. God, shoo. Well, where did you change? You know what I mean? Literally. You know, that's, I'm thinking you have to change clothes 3 times a day. Or some. They were 3 non-uniform jobs. I hope so. But yeah. Yeah, like, can y'all answer that question for me? What does being a single parent mean to y'all? Does it mean that you don't receive any financial support, or does it mean that you just have the biggest share of the responsibilities for the child? Because there's no doubt that you are single. You're not married. I've heard some people who are still legally married say that they were single parents. Which is another reason why I'm asking the question. What is it? Well, what a guan. Does it mean that you don't receive any support? Or does it mean that you just share the lion's share. Either way is acceptable. I'm not judging either way. But it just means a little something different when you tell your story to other people saying that, yo, I've been making it on my own. You know, the I don't need a man movement is strong right now. The I don't need a man movement is very strong. It's still striving. It's still thriving. You know, like I got my own car. I got my own money. I make my own money. Women out here talking about I'm a hustler. I hustle. I get my hustle on. I'm about that paper. I get this money. You know, I can't be with no man who ain't about that cash. If you ain't about that cash, you ain't about that ass. You know, I take care of my kids. I got my own car. I got my own house. I got my own, I pay my own bills. I do for self. I'm making it on my own. If they are, let's say the other parent, the baby father, whatever, is an absentee father. Does it still mean that she's making it all on her own? Does it mean that she doesn't receive any help from anybody? That means I'm just asking because I need to know. Because I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure if making it on your own means that nobody else helped you. And why would it mean that? And why would you want it to mean that? Why is there such a badge of honor in making it all on your own? You know, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I understand. I know why. I know why. I know why in a way, but I don't know if I necessarily accept it. Thanks for sharing the show. Thanks for subscribing to the show. Thanks for liking the show. The rest of y'all, don't forget to like the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel. Don't forget to share the show if you haven't shared the show. You know, we're trying to grow. We're trying to get a little bigger, trying to grow. Yeah, I can't even say that I built this show all by myself. Not all by myself. Sure, I make up the titles of the shows and the content and all of that kind of stuff. I put together the channel. But other people have helped me as far as inspiring me, motivating me. You know, like, yo, keep going. You know, you're doing something good. I'm trying to tell you, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the numbers. Just keep going because there's a lot of good stuff in there, you know. So I could easily say, yeah, but I spend money on my equipment and all that. Don't nobody give me no money for that. And it's true. However, there have been some people who have contributed. You know, it's not like, you know, I mean, a few people have dropped a couple of dollars in the Cash App. You know what I'm saying? And some people have just thrown me a couple of dollars out of the blue like, yo, man, you know, just take this, you know. You did mention something about a microphone. I got five on it. Hey, I don't front on any contributions. The bottom line is I can say that I've made it on my own, but will I be able to say that I've become successful on my own? And is that what should that be what I'm striving to say? I don't think so. The only way this channel, this movement could ever be successful is if people participate. So if I open up a store and I have no customers, yeah, I guess I am making it on my own because nobody is patronizing me. But if people start to come into the store and buy things and support what I'm doing, then I'm not making it on my own. My customers have become my team. So all of this self-made man shit, you ain't make yourself. The fuck is you? The only entity that I know that is self-made is God. That's the only one I'm aware of. Everybody else came from somebody else, which is a weird concept. Like, so God ain't got no father? Like, which God? You talking about Jesus or the other God? You know, it's the Holy Trinity. It's the Holy Trinity. It's the Holy Trinity. Carol Chamberlain says, two kids, single parent, school tuitions and utilities, but my dad didn't charge me rent. So maybe I was making it on my own. Or did you mean maybe I wasn't making it on my own? Any help? The thing is, Carol, you held it down. You held held it down as far as taking care and being responsible for the lion's share. It's nothing to sneeze at. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to downplay. Does it mean that you've done it all on your own? Yes and no. You had people in your life that loved you, cared about you, and helped. They contributed. Does that mean that you didn't make it on your own? No. It does mean that you are a piece of something greater that trickled down to your personal self. Even if a person doesn't contribute financially, it doesn't mean that they didn't help you. You can think about how many people claim that their children saved their lives. They were on the road to ruin before they had their babies. Their babies stopped them from getting high all the time, being out there selling their body, wasting themselves, or just practicing self-destruction, being damn near on the brink of suicide, but not actually killing themselves, but putting themselves in the position to be killed by somebody else. That's still practicing suicide. It's suicidal behavior. And they claim that their children, when they started having children, their first child saved their lives because they realized that there was something greater than themselves that came from them. So then they had another child or more children, and they said, yeah, my babies are everything to me. They are my sole motivation. They are my reason for living. They are the reason I get up in the morning and the reason that I get my ass up and go to work and come home, work hard, come home, go to sleep feeling good about myself and them. They inspire me. They didn't take their allowance like, yo, man, I'm giving back, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, take the money back. They didn't do that. They made you proud to be able to even give your children an allowance. Shout out to all of the parents out there that gave their children an allowance. It's a good way to start your children learning how to manage money. It's preparing them for the work world. You know you're going to receive a salary. And some parents like mine, I had to contribute to the household in order to receive my allowance. I remember my mom didn't believe that boys should do dishes. Yes, my mom didn't believe that the boys should do dishes. She was so chauvinistic. My mom didn't think that boys shouldn't have to do no dishes. I didn't have no dishpan hands. I was good to go. But that means I didn't have those clean fingernails, yo. But I wash my hands a lot. Queen Matsu Mayini. Queen Monica Davis all up in the house. Queen Monica. What's going on, Queen Monica? Good to see me. Some you. It's good to see me. Some you. Yeah. Cherry says, I feel like I'm out here making it by myself, but that's not true. God always sends somebody my way to tell me about something that's discounted job program or something that I need. And even with that, that doesn't mean that you're not making it on your own, but you incorporate help. Just because, listen, your ideas are your own. It doesn't mean that you have to think of it and then implement the whole thing and then do the whole work. You're going to have to be responsible for the whole creation for it to be yours. But I think that sometimes we put ourselves in a position, we kind of paint ourselves into the corner of saying that shit. Yeah, yeah, it's all about me. I did it all myself. And that's our ego talking, y'all. That's our ego. And it can get out of hand. We get the lion, and you know how it is. Once one person believes one lie that you told, even if you didn't mean the lie, but now they're giving you praise for the half-truth that you told, and now you got to ride it out. Yeah, yeah. I was in jail for a minute. I was down for a while. Oh, damn, you was locked up? Yeah, where was you locked up at? Well, I only did county time, but I was there for a minute. Well, I was awaiting trial. Like, nigga, you wasn't awaiting no trial. You got sentenced to the county. You had a bad misdemeanor. You couldn't make it upstate with those charges. You wasn't state prison eligible. But you sure as hell did 9 months in that damn county. And that can be rough in and of itself. So, it's crazy. But yeah, you get to talking that kind of shit. Being locked up for 9 months ain't no joke. I ain't trying to discount that. But you got these people thinking that you was upstate. Like, yeah, I was up north doing what I had to do, man. You know what I mean? I just had to do my time, son. I just had to do my time. Hold on. Trying to make sure I didn't miss nothing. Okay, I got it now. All right. Okay. No, it still says at Cherry. Yes, some people enter our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Yeah, teamwork makes the dream work. True. Lawrence Hill says, preach. Okay, I'll preach. And for real, niggas be talking about they made it on their own. They know that the Lord was with them the whole time. Who was you praying to every night if you was making it on your own? They say that the Lord is ubiquitous. Do you understand? Can I get a witness about what ubiquity means? It means that it's always around you. You can't escape it. When you look to your back, there go the Lord. When you look ahead of you, there go the Lord. You look up to the heavens, there go the Lord. You look down at your feet, there go the Lord. Step in a tub of water. Ooh. Ooh, the Lord that made the water right. He cleaned your body. There go the Lord providing the soap. Bath salts. That's right. You done went from bar soap to the liquid body wash. Who did it for you? The Lord did it for you. The Lord did it for you. The Lord provided you. The Lord provided you with your Amazon Prime account. And you have monthly deliveries coming to your house for household goods. You didn't purchase the Simple Green on your own. Ubiquity. Look at God. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Look at God. Can I get a witness? I wish I had a witness. Oh, Lord, I wish I had a witness. Yes, I do. Woo! It's going to be y'all right. Everything is going to be y'all right. Thank you. Okay. Cherry says that Carol and Norris, yes, I do believe that sometimes it's put on my spirit to help people that's not related to me. I use my gifts to bless because I've been blessed. And everybody has been blessed. You don't have to believe in the blessing in order for the blessing to pertain to you. But we want to tell everybody we made it on our own. Well, what does that mean? When you say you've made it on your own, homie? What I'm talking about? What are you talking about? Carol Chamberlain says, I meant I wasn't making it on my own. Well, in a way you were, and I knew what you meant. You know what I mean? See, I wasn't even going to get on you about the little, you know, missing the word, but it's all good. It's all good because you still had to get your ass up, go to work, do what you had to do, manage your money right, you know, still spend time with your babies, and still the right types of values in them and all of that. You still had to, you know, take care of your social activities and theirs. You know, there are things that you had to do on your own. We're talking about making it all the way on your own. Like, that's not even necessary to be able to make that statement. I don't think that making it on your own means that you've done everything by yourself with no help. That doesn't even sound fun. Because to me, that sounds like, damn, nobody loved you enough to come through and represent? Like, nobody? Where the love at? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where the love at? Where's that, though? So, you know, teamwork does make the dream work, and you may not have a lot of members on your team, but as long as the team members that you have can play, then y'all can get in the game and make an impact. Shout out to Villanova. They wasn't supposed to make it this far. Back to the Sweet 16 again, Nova. Back to the Sweet 16. Yeah. Shout out to the Sixers. I knew Doc Rivers was gonna have them motherfuckers running like crazy. That might be the best coaching decision that has been made on the Sixers. Since Billy Cunningham. Some people like the Larry Brown years. I don't. But I do like the Allen Iverson years. So I guess in order... Nah, fuck that. Man, fuck that. Okay. Carol says, I don't think that's what Lawrence meant, Omar. You don't know. He might did mean that. Ansel Jones says, my first real bill was a phone bill my mom set up in high school. That'll get you right. Because, Ansel, you might have been, let's see, you said you graduated in 2000. So you graduated just around the time when there was still long distance going on when you graduated. And when you was through high school, 96 to 2000. Yeah, we're still. I don't even think they had the 441 area code then, did they, answer? I don't think they had 441 yet. So, you know, talking to them girls out in the county that you met when you was running ball over, you know what I mean, blah, blah, blah. So you were still, and even with the cell phone, we were still, in 2000, we were still in that high-ass cell phone bill age where you paying by the minute, 15 cent a minute, you know, that kind of crazy shit. Natural Lisa Rapp says, dude was in jail for 2 weeks because of child support, talking about he did time. That's not a good look. See, Robbie Mink says, let's have church, Omar. Bust that, Carol. Bust that. See, you don't want to have that conversation. You don't want to have that conversation. Kevin says, I have I have to step away from my computer in case there's a lightning strike. You know what? Look, I don't know what you're talking about. God loves me. He got to. You see the shit I did? All right. Jerry says, Amazon Prime bless. I got the good liquid soap. Mama, I made it. Yo. Yeah. Now we talking. Now we hold on. What's the Amazon joint? What's the where you get stuff every month? What's that shit called? I ought to know because I have shit coming all the time. What's that shit called? Hold on. All right. So it's called subscribe and save. Subscribe. The Lord made that possible. Before Amazon, y'all was running y'all ass up to Sam's Club and BJ's. They ain't had no subscribing sites. They ain't had that shit. Shout out to BJ. Shout out to Sam's Club. Because they do be having shit on the cheap. I never had an account. Okay. Yeah, Amazon Prime blessed. Wait a minute. Yeah, Lista. What's Lista? Oh, Natural Lista. You have to say, okay, I'm getting this. Natural Lista. You have to say whale in order for it. Whale, though. What if you ain't from down south? You got to say it anyway. Kevin Chamberlain says, Cunningham was the best in my opinion. Okay. Yeah. But he only gave him one championship. Well, shit. That's the only one we got, though. Yeah, shout out to Billy Cunningham. Damn. That was the only one we got. Oh, well. Yeah. I mean, but he had Doc. Like, the Sixers team in the late 70s. In the early 80s was all that. They should have won mad championships. They didn't want to. They couldn't keep a decent center. That's why when Moses, shout out, rest in peace, Moses Malone. All right. Stacy White says rent at 15. You had to pay rent at 15? Was you in the crib or out of the crib? Because, you know, it's funny you bring that up because I did know people. I grew up with people who had to pay rent while they were still living under their mother's roof. So it's a real thing. It's real. Captain Willie says, call me after 7 p.m. That's 9 o'clock, baby. If you paid extra money, you could get the 7 o'clock cell phone. Yeah, well, that was 9 o'clock. Free nights and weekends. Yeah. Woo, long distance calls. Ours was an extra $100 on account of me calling from one county to another. I know what you mean. They was killing the game. Do you know how much money that MCI Sprint, AT&T, you know how much money they made? Yo. They was robbing. They was raping. You said that was in 1988? Yep. TK Wright says, I wonder if that's where the group After Seven got their name, not according to Unsung. By the way, speaking of Unsung, y'all know the new season of Unsung is up. So if y'all ain't see it, the first person that they had on there was Mars Day. I watched it last night. What time is it? Delta Cycle Corp. Peace, Delta Cycle Corp. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. We're talking about how long have you made it on your own? How long have you been making it on your own? How long have you been making it on your own? It's all good. Make sure y'all hit the like button and share the show and subscribe to the channel. You know how we go. I said hit the like button and share the show and subscribe to the channel. Y'all know what's up. Yo, hit like button, share the show. Yo, subscribe to the channel. Hey, yo. Yo, hey, you can still call into the show, 319-527-6199, yo, you know how it go, 319-527-6199, if you want to dial in, 319-527-6199, 319-527-6199, 315-267-9969. 315-267-9969. Okay. It's all good. It's all love. It's all love. Power Monday. Power Monday all up in your area. It's the Daily Go Get Them as a show. And we're talking about how long have you been making it on your own? How long have you made it on your own? How long have you been making it on your own, baby? Well, I think that a lot of people have actually had to make it on their own. By unfortunate situations or circumstances. Let me ask y'all this. Out of most of the people that you know who have made it on their own, did they finish high school or did they pay their way through college? Let me put it a different way. Did they drop out of high school or did they pay their way through college? What do you think is the greatest percentage of people's what do you think is the greatest percentage of people who have made it on their own? Do you think more of them have dropped out of high school or dropped out of school period, or are the ones who have made it on their own than the ones who got through high school and even paid their way through college, whether they went right in after high school or whether they went and took classes online or actually on campus later on? I know a lot of people who dropped out of high school, and a lot of those people who dropped out of high school that I know have pretty much made it on their own. But they had to, it wasn't necessarily voluntary on their behalf, and some of it was of their own creation. Like, you don't want to live under your mom's roof. You don't want to live by her rules or whatever, however it goes, however your family was set up. So you had to go. Your mom shows you the door. You actually took it. Like, all right, fuck it. I'm out. Stopped going to school, had your little job, worked a little bit more. Maybe you got pregnant. Maybe you got somebody else pregnant. So maybe you had to make a move. Here you are, 16, 17 years old. And your girl, your world, your young shorty got a seed all up in her stomach that you planted. I'm like, all right, well, I got to work because I got to take care of my baby. My newborn need Jordans. And so I'm going to get back at the school thing. But right now, I either have to beat the block or I have to start working more hours. 16, 17, 18 years old, and you living with your girl already. That's a lot of people's story now. That's a realistic story. Now, it used to fuck me up, too. I'm like, you 18, you and your girl live together? Yeah, me, my girl, and my daughter. Or me, my girl, and my son. How old is your son? My son is only 7 months. Made it on my own. Had to do it. Yeah, Cal, check it out. You know, the Mars Day joint on Unsung. He has an interesting story, too. It is. I learned a lot about Mars Day. Morris. Okay. All right. Carrie Wright says, since I was 18. Okay. I left on my own because I wanted to be independent. It was rough right out the door. I can imagine. Bobby Hill Cisse, Barbara Hill Cisse says, hello, 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 Earth Angels. Okay. So 18. I had my oldest son when I was 18, heading to 19, bought my house at 20. Mm-hmm. So, B, did you consider yourself to be making it on your own? Or should I ask, since you're kind of late, what does making it on your own mean to you? Does it mean that you did it without assistance? Or does it mean that you just had to do the majority of it? Because either way, in either scenario, it can mean that you couldn't be out there slipping. You didn't have time to relax. You couldn't just slack off like the next person would do, because maybe welfare wasn't an option for you. And for some people, it's not. If you didn't grow up in the welfare system, it's not easy for you to accept that. A lot of people don't understand that. But yeah, if you don't have that mentality, it ain't easy. I've been out of work for long stretches of time before, but I could not go. People was like, you know, you can get food stamps. Oh, and I was like, no, I can't get food stamps. I'm not saying that anything is wrong with getting food stamps. I'm not saying anything is wrong with you getting food stamps. I'm not going to put myself on that list. I know that the government already knows what you make. They knows when you are sleeping. They know when you are awake. They know when you've been cheating that shit. So be good for goodness. But still, I don't want my name to be counted on that list. There's some lists that I don't want to be on, and I refuse to be on. The welfare list, eligibility, I don't ever want to be eligible for that shit. Yeah, I want the food stamps, and I want the medical, but I don't want to be eligible. I don't want anybody to look at my income and be like, "Yeah, you can get this." I want them to be like, "How many kids you got, Mr. McIntyre?" Well, I only got one. Are you the custodial parent? No. Mr. McIntyre, maybe you can get LIHEAP. You can get LIHEAP. You know, we'll send you some information about the CAPS program, but you ain't getting shit. Like, I understand that you want more, but you ain't poor enough to get these stamps. You ain't. You got your own house. You can't even get Section 8. No, we can't get you on the list. Can't do it. I don't want to be on that. I don't ever want to be eligible for that. And I don't ever want to be on child support, John. Because both of those are lists that do not forget you. It's not like you can have your welfare record expunged or your child support record. Once you get into that system, it's a wrap for that ass. You stay there to the day you die. So when you get another girl pregnant or whatever, or she blames a baby on you, all she got to do is go down there. They are, oh, we know the boy. Don't worry about it. We got his number. We going to holler at him. So those are two lists that I don't want to have shit to do with. So to stay off of those lists, I got to work, have a steady, verifiable income, and I have to make sure that I financially provide for my child. I ain't got no problem with that. Now, other men have gone through the whole child support thing. You know, I understand. I do. I'm an advocate. And as far as welfare is concerned, this government has done more than enough to us that if you commit welfare fraud, in my opinion, I'm like, if you black and you commit welfare fraud, there's no such fucking thing. Because they've been committing citizen fraud on you for hundreds of years. And they have not served one day in prison or stood trial over it. Okay. So it says, my baby need Jordans. That was the beginning of life lessons. Yes, Lord. Bobby Hill says, most definitely. My mama bought me a car and watched my daughter while I worked. I still ran the street. I grew up on the system. They turned me down because I was still on my mama grant. So I got a job. I often wonder how long it would have taken me to make my way. I worked while pregnant and my oldest daughter's dad suggested I apply. Luckily, they turned me down. It's a hard mentality to get out of. And I'm not trying to diss, but the welfare system, sometimes it works for you and against you at the same time. Because when you can rely on falling back on that, when things fall apart, it can sometimes make you a little lazy about making sure that you stay the course. And it's a lesson that we all have to learn. We gotta learn that. Oh, look at this boy. This boy, Derek Jackson. He got his wife for you. Ah, this nigga. Yo, niggas is wild. You know, y'all know the internet boy, Derek Jackson. He got caught out there. He got caught cheating. He got caught cheating. He was cheating. Now he got his wife off on him. How do we come back from this? Read the story of my book, Heal Together Without Hurting Each Other. Oh, look at this shit. Look, you got these dark-skinned niggas out here with these light-skinned problems, son. Look, niggas. Look, niggas. Hold on. Focus on that shit. Look. You got dark-skinned niggas out here trying to be like, oh, forgive me. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Yo, these karma niggas taking over the world. Dark skin is out. Yo. Look, I don't even know the story. I don't give a fuck. I don't know the story. I don't care. All I know is this is what you get for talking shit. This is what you get for talking shit, fight. Yo, what's up, Great Bear? What's up, my man? Good to see me, son, you. And Lil Bunny. Yo, Great Bear, you know what I'm talking about. You said the poor dad, Jack. He got to have his wife on the video. Like, listen, all y'all chicks out here that I inspired, you know what I mean? I said that your man wasn't representing, and you know what I mean? And all y'all niggas, I pissed off. I was doing the same shit. I was telling y'all ain't got no business doing. Son, I got cut out there. Thing is, I'm going to get paid off of this shit. Watch. I'm going to do the pastor thing. Like, listen, I throw myself on the mercy of the Lord. Forget about the court. I throw myself on the mercy of the Lord. I was dark-skinned, and you know how it be. When you were dark-skinned, you have some insecurities. When I started getting some ass, they started looking my way. I'm getting ass, they started looking my way. Some ass, they started looking my way. Getting ass, they started looking my way. Getting ass, they started looking my way. I got some ass, they started looking my way. Got some ass, they started looking my way. And I didn't know what to do or what to say. Her ass was so soft and so was her titties. And her skin was so goddamn soft and pretty. I couldn't help it. Yo, you gotta see. Hold on, I'm gonna send you a video, thanks. Hold on, champ. Yeah, I can't see your video. I guess. Oh, Lord. I'm going to send it to your messenger, though. Yeah, these niggas say. And just... This fronting going to stop, man. You know what I mean? I'm catching niggas out there now. Y'all done fucked up now. Tangeray and Chronic, yeah, you fucked up now. Word. You know what I'm saying? All right. What we got? What we got? Okay. Come on, man. How do you fuck up? Okay. Yeah, put my man on. Put my man's on, son. Put my man's on. Yeah. There we go. All right. Put you on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. All right. Where was it, John? Okay. Share this shit with my mans. Share this shit with my mans and shit, son. You see this shit in my mans shit. All right, boom. Boom, you got it? You got it? Anybody else want this shit? Jerry says his wife looked like she was drugged. Yeah, I think she do kind of. Yo. Yo, anybody else want this video, just let me know. You know what I mean? I'll send it to you right now. I'll send that shit to you right now, son. You know what I mean? We got to get ready to get on the body here, but I'll send that shit to you right now. Y'all better let me know, though. You know what I mean? Y'all better let me know, though. Okay. I often wonder how. Okay. Meanwhile, he was 8 years older than me and never worked a day in his life. Wow. I almost got caught up in the system. I was working, got pregnant, and applied and got turned down. Thank goodness. Wait a minute. All right. TK Wright says, I wonder if this is a publicity stunt with Derek. You know it is. He fronting, Cappy. You know what I'm saying? He fronting. Niggas is fronting. Hey, dark-skinned niggas trying to do light-skinned shit. Fuck you think you is? Shamar Moore, nigga? The fuck this nigga think he is? Steve Harvey? He ain't light skinned. You can't get away with this shit. Yo, I'm going to indict you. Caramel niggas, stand up. We the new dark skinned niggas. These niggas ain't representing. They fucking up. They fucking up. I used to be on your side, you chocolate motherfuckers. But see... See what happens when you give a you see what happens when you give niggas a couple of dollars? You see? That's what you get for talking shit. See, if I ever get caught out there, can't nobody say, well, yeah, he was telling people don't cheat. He was telling, you know, women it's gonna be all right. Fuck out of here. I ain't never say none of that shit. I say, yo, my shit fucked up. I mean, but you're going to have to give up the ass anyway. That's what I said. So, you know what I mean? If I ever do anything bad in life, it's going to be a string of children who are now grown be like, but Mr. O is all that. Fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck what you say. Mr. O did this. And Mr. O did that. And Mr. O did this. Mr. O did that. He ain't stand right in front of the camera first. He made sure that he gave my mom the birth. Okay. All right. Okay. Emily says, I don't believe that half-ass apology. And his wife look uncomfortable to me. He made his wife do that shit. He made his wife do that shit. Yo, Derek, what fuck is you doing, son? You going to have to start spelling your name right. TK Wright says heel together, drops Justin in time for his cheating scandal. Bobby CC says D Jackson been married for 4 years. They will They've known each other 12 years. I saw the video. Definitely feels like an arrangement to help his legitimacy. He had faded off, so maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend and Cherry, she looked either high or scared to death. Yo! Davis joint. Like, here, take the Zanny. Take the Zanny, and we will do this video, man. I need you to hold it down. Narco, you need it? All right, got you. Got you, homie. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm going to look out for you. I'm going to look out for you. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. You got it, son. I got you. Anybody else? Let me know. All right, we about to do this birthday shout out. I'm sorry we got derailed with that bullshit.
But that's what you get for fronting. You can't be fronting out here. You're fronting.
You're giving out advice to women. You're telling them what to do. I didn't tell them what to do. I told them what not to do. I said, yo, don't be fronting. Don't be fronting. You know, man, he's going to give you some ass. He's going to give you some dick. He's going to give you a couple of dollars, a place to stay. He's going to represent for their children on a holiday, birthday, family gathering. He coming through with the 30 pack of beer at the family get together. And you going to front on him? You going to front on that? What's wrong with you? You might not be used to having nothing good in your life. But you keep all that bullshit. You're going to find yourself by yourself. 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 Nobody going to follow you, homie. They talk that shit. Yo, he used to be kind of legit. Now, everything that he say, now nah, I know, listen. No escuchando. Yo, fuck you. Yo, Derek Jackson. That real name not spell no J-A-X-N. Who the fuck is you? You're fronting.
My fronting! Why are you fronting, Dad Jackson?
And I don't even hate the boy like that. But that's what you get for fronting, right? Yeah, that's what you get for fronting. So good. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 22nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Touré. Richardson turning 47 years old today, and Kendra Hamilton turning 34 years old today, and Shaquana Shani Wright turning 40 years old today. That's the big 4-0, 40 and a half. Bow, bow, bow. Yeah, where you stand. And my man, go get a Malcolm Bowles, 7 years old today. That's my man. Excuse me. And SD Curtis, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Nikki Jeffrey, happy birthday to you. And my man, Derek Thompson, the ever so popular Derek Thompson, happy birthday to you, my brother, my mellow, my man. And last but not least, Jerome Wilson. His name's Jerome. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday when it's glorious. March 22nd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, listen, man, listen. Making it out here on your own, how long you've been making it on your own, which way you've been making it out here on your own, it shouldn't be all that relevant to anyone else except for you. Because either way, you are claiming to have been in the struggle. Maybe you've made it through the struggle. Maybe you're still in the struggle. Maybe the struggle is forever. But nonetheless, you're holding it down. Be proud of yourself. You don't have to make it seem like you're something that you're not, or that you've been somewhere that you haven't been. It doesn't matter. What matters the most is that you're still standing. I'm still standing. Yeah. And I see that Naturalista Rap asked, what are we talking about tomorrow? Tomorrow, I'm going to tell y'all what we're talking about. Tomorrow, we talking about fried chicken and black eyed peas. Look out for that shit. We talking about fried chicken and black eyed peas. Fried chicken and black eyed peas. Whether we have the turkey butts or whether we have to have hot cuts, we gonna be talking about food tomorrow. Black eyed peas, some people like them. Black eyed peas, some people love them. Some people say, I don't like no beans. What the fuck you talking about? What the fuck you mean? Talk about fried chicken. Some people don't like no chicken at all. And they black, y'all. Tomorrow, fried chicken and black eyed peas. Now, what exactly are we talking about? I don't know. Will the show actually be called Fried Chicken and Black Eyed Peas? It might. I mean, for all I know, Naturalista, we might be talking about, I don't know. We might be talking about a microphone and speakers. Microphone, speaker, and a laptop. Do you got a microphone? Do you got speakers? Do you got a laptop? We might talk about that, but I might flip it and bounce it and switch it around and make it sound like something that was fly. Like I never looked at it that way, but I don't know. Maybe I could look into my calendar of shows that are pending and come up with some fly shit. Let me see. I don't know. I ain't never really thought about that. Okay. Mm-hmm. It says tomorrow we are scheduled to do a show called Black Eyed Peas and Fried Chicken. Was it fried chicken and black eyed peas? I don't know. There's a good chance we have to follow protocol. Oh, you said you'll bring the greens, and that's what it's going to be called tomorrow. Fried chicken and black eyed peas tomorrow, y'all. Come through. Get yourself a bite. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I hope that y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it to y'all. And I do enjoy broadcasting it to y'all. And shout out to Derrick Jackson, drugged up that Zanny down wife. You know what I mean? He gave his wife a roofie. How you gonna give your wife a roofie? Like, yo, just make it through the video. He lifting this chick up like Weekend at Bernie. He got his wife. He holding her hand like we got a your cat. He holding up like Weekend at Bernie. Yo, smile, Bernie, smile. Nah, ain't nothing wrong with my wife. Fuck you talking about. You on drugs. She ain't on no drugs. Is you? But, yeah. Yeah, he got a holder in the video. Yo, he was a fucking nickel nigga. He is not a dime. That's a nickel boy. Listen, there you go. Come here. I need you to be Derrick Jackson's wife. Yes. We're happy. We're in love. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Right, wifey?
back over here, wifey. This is my wife prop. Come here. Come here. Come here, Nick. We'll finish the show up. Come here.
Don't call Peter and me on me. Okay. We're happy. No. Come on, we're happy. Happy. Come on, baby. We're happy. Good kitty, nice kitty, fun kitty. All right.
Appreciate your services. Appreciate it.
All right. So, Blog Talk, let me get you up out of here. Woo! Blog Talk, let me get you on the pot of here. I will holler back.
And